Well, hello, darling. Do you ever struggle with sad, seasonal depression? Yeah. Well, if you like blackberries, if you've ever struggled with depression, and you're into large women, this may be the audio for you. Oh, there you are. Good morning, my dear. I must admit, I was starting to think you wouldn't show. Oh, of course not, baby boy. If anything, I was worried. I thought perhaps you had fallen ill and I should come check on you. Oh, but here you are now. Are you feeling all right? You just slept in? It is quite late. Are you sure you're well? If you say so. Come along then, dear. We must make haste if we're to beat the rain. I can already see the clouds on the horizon. Oh, tut tut. No need to apologize, my darling. Your body must have needed that rest. Climb into my hand, baby boy, and I'll get us to the blackberries before the rain comes. Wake up, my dear. Oh, you dozed off. Are you still tired? If you prefer, I can collect the blackberries while you take a nap. Well, if you're sure, here is your basket, my darling. Gonna set you down. Do you mind harvesting from the lower bushes over that way? And I will tend to the taller ones. Wouldn't want to step on you, baby boy. Oh, no, no. My fingers are much too large to pick berries. I simply pinch the top of the bush off like so and shake the berries over my rather large basket. I would stand back. No, the thorns are much too small to bother me. They are easily brushed off. Now you run along, my dear. You have your own basket to fill. Let's see. What shall I make today? Blackberries are definitely in season. Pie? Jam? Perhaps scones? It has been a while since I made scones. I wonder if my baby boy would go to the market for lemons. Oh, but I would hate to make them. Despite how they insist otherwise, I can tell they are exhausted. I know they are okay, but maybe I should not have sent them off on their own now. Oh, I'm a bit sparse, this bush. Oh, well, to be expected. The birds certainly do not wait for me to come and pick the top of the bushes clean. Oh, I know, cream puffs. That would cheer my little one right up. Oh, dear. That sounds close. We really should run home. Baby boy, come along. We're headed back now. Oh, my dear, you're covered in thorns. What happened, my little one? Oh, you poor thing. You're so fatigued, you nodded off and took a tumble. Oh, I'm sorry, baby boy. We really must cut our forage short. I'm afraid that storm is... Oh, here. Oh, my dear, are you crying? Come under me. I will shelter you from the rain. What is wrong? Do the thorns hurt? Oh, ruined our day? My dear, no, no. Of course you didn't ruin our day. Shh, no, no. It's okay that you slept in. Look, we still picked a fair number of berries, didn't we? Look at my basket. Look at yours. Enough to make cream puffs with a berry sauce. Yes, your favorite. Would that help you feel better? Oh, dear, come here. Up you get onto my hand. Let me brush some of those thorns off of you. There we go. It's all right, baby boy. Let's return to my home. You can take a nice warm bath while I bake some cream puffs. How does that sound? Oh, good, good. Let us get completely out of the rain then, little one. Darling, baby boy, where did you go? Oh, there you are. I thought you were lost amongst the suds. No drowning, it's against the rules. How are you enjoying your bath? Wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that, my darling. Your clothes are dry whenever you're ready to get out. No rush. And I brought you a towel. Oh, no. A washcloth is hardly fit for drying off. And a little large. I made one for you for instances such as this. A special surprise. And it's much softer than a washcloth. Oh, you're ready? I will avert my eyes. Now you towel off and get dressed. By the time you're done, the cream puffs should be ready. I just need to add the most important part, the cream. You can make the syrup with me. Before I go, baby boy, may I ask you a question? Well, are you truly okay? Well, you say that you're all right, but something clearly ails you. I don't understand human biology, so I have to ask. You are in low spirits and overly exhausted. Please be honest with me, my dear. Did something happen? Nothing happened. Are you quite sure? Oh, the weather? Ah, I see. So you have not been able to spend much time outside because of the heat and the storms. The forest fires. It is true that it has been unreasonably warm during the day. The mornings are cool enough, but I imagine you have been sleeping through that time. That's right. Someone your size must also worry greatly about bugs. Oh, dear. I'm afraid I did not even consider that when I invited you on our outing. Are you okay? No bites? Well, that's good at least. Still, I am very sorry that you have been so cooped up this summer. It's obviously taking a toll on your mental health. Do not be so sure, my darling. Seasonal depression is not exclusive to winter. Summers can be just, if not more, brutal. The longing to go outside. Oh, little one, thank you for telling me. All dressed? Well, good. Come and make some syrup, then you can try a cream puff. I made a batch of miniature ones just for you, and they are still a bit too big, I'm afraid. You will have to cut them up to eat them. But I also made a giant one to see if you can sit in it. Or just bite right in. How does it taste, baby boy? Do not talk with your mouth full. I can hardly understand you. Judging by your expression, though, you seem to be enjoying it. Oh, why, thank you, my dear. I thought a bit of lime would pair nicely. Now, back to your predicament. I think I have an idea to help you feel better. Oh, I have no cures for depression, just an idea. Trust me when I say I wish I did, though. However, I can offer you companionship and somewhere to stay that is more spacious than your current residence. That's right. I'm offering you a place in my home for the summer. If you wish. Well, I've never let you have free rein before. It would be no trouble at all, baby boy. I simply ask that you clean up after yourself. I think it would do you some good to stay here where you have open spaces and someone amazing to talk to. You will? Wonderful. I'm afraid I must wait until the storm is over to retrieve your things, but I can make up the guest room for you in the meantime. Oh, nonsense. You stay here and finish eating. I will not have you wearing yourself out. Oh, it's no trouble, little one. You are my dear friend, and I understand your plight. Whatever I can do to help, I will, without hesitation. Oh, eat up, baby boy. When you are done, the guest bed will be ready. I have a ladder, and then you can have a proper rest. You are most welcome, my dear. You are most welcome.